Okay, remember, meditation is the English word. And so, you know, I go back to the Pali word, which is a Sanskrit word, samadhi. That's what meditation is, samadhi. The last factor of the Eightfold Path, sama samadhi. And samadhi is stillness. Beautiful, beautiful word. Perfect stillness. And you know that that is incredibly profound. If ever you've been in a still place, and sometimes you can go out into the forest, now when there's no wind, and nothing moves. I remember once going to the monastery over in England, in Chithurst, years ago, and that morning it was -26°C. I saw that in the papers the next day. And the snow had fallen. And only mad dogs and English monks go out in the such cold weather. And that was me. So I went for a walk in the forest, and I would never forget that. Because, you know, any sensible person was inside, rugged up and nice and warm. All the animals were hibernating. It was like going into a wilderness. And when you stop crunching the snow, the whole world stopped. Absolute silence. And I remember that. It was just so brilliant and so beautiful. And you enjoyed every moment of that, because silence is incredibly profound. It resonates with something inside of you that this is the path of deep stillness. That's why that meditation means stillness. Once you understand that's what the goal is, then all this doing stuff, all this making it happen, it's obvious. Every time you do something, you strive, you change this, you go there, you are disturbing your mind. You're putting off the arrival of stillness. All you need to do is get out of the way. Stop it, for goodness sake. And when you don't do anything, when you don't move, the world stops moving and becomes perfectly still. And that is cool. That is awesome. That is brilliant. When nothing moves. Because when nothing moves, things disappear. The whole veil of delusion vanishes, it dissolves in front of you. Then you can see what's truly here. Even if there's any Christians here. There's one part of the Christian Bible which I really think the Buddhists, you know, got in there somewhere, or somebody wise got in there, where it says, be still and know that thou art God. Truth, emptiness, Buddha, whatever. Be still, first of all. That's why people move around too much. I'm not talking about physically, but the mind moving all over the place. That's why we never understand. So that's what meditation is. Learning how to be still. In one form of Kyudo, Japanese archery, where the target is oneself, this is considered a form of standing meditation. Could you comment on this? If you're doing activity, that's fine. But you never get as deep in stillness as when you close your eyes and sit down. Walking meditation is fine, but it's never as deep as sitting meditation. That's why, yes, you can be mindful. And you get into some states of samadhi when you're doing these things like archery. But one of the best meditations, or the best meditation, is sit still, close your eyes, let go, and see the whole world. Stop. That's why, you know, even here in Australia, secular country, there is teachings of the Dhamma all over the place. Not every street corner, but most street corners. I see these great signs up there saying, stop. I think, wow, that is profound. That's why, you know, that when we were building this place, they had to have these road signs up, and we have it by the gate, the stop sign, which you come in to this retreat center. That's why we put it up there for. If you go outside the gate, look, there's a sign there. It says, stop. That's what you should do. And then you'll be totally enlightened. So, stop. And every time you go in your car, and you come to the stop sign, brilliant. That's Dharma. That's teaching me enlightenment. It is. Anyway, dear Ajahn, your morning talk.